For the first time in nearly 10 years, Congress is poised to pass a multi-year transportation funding plan that will provide additional funding to address state road and bridge needs. Maine's delegation says that while the bill is not perfect, they are supporting it. Mal Leary has details.
After weeks of negotiations between the House and Senate, a compromise five-year spending bill appears to be winning strong bipartisan support. The five-year plan is less than the six-year version passed by the Senate and will provide only a modest increase in funds for repairing the nation's roads and bridges. But Senator Susan Collins says she'll support it.
The funding is not ideal by any means. It is cobbled together.
Most of the $305 billion package will be paid for through the federal tax on fuels, both gas and diesel. Other one-time sources include $40 billion from the Federal Reserve surplus account and the selling of 66 million barrels of crude oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Senator Angus King says even though he would have liked ongoing funding sources, he too will vote in favor.
Around here, you've got to take the best that's offered, and I don't want the perfect to be the enemy of the good. And generally, this is a very good bill.
Maine Transportation Commissioner David Bernhardt says a five-year plan will allow the department to better plan projects and get the most from the funding that is provided. Right now, the feds cover about 35% of the state's transportation budget. But Bernhardt acknowledges that the additional funding in the bill will not put much of a dent in the backlog of needed road and bridge replacements and repairs.
When we put the last work plan together, we were around $119 million per year short to meet our goals. But this does give us some more funding.
Maine's transportation allotment from Washington has been flat funded for several years. Under the legislation, Maine will get as much as $9 million in additional funding in the first year of the bill. But that slows to about $4 million extra dollars a year for the remaining years. Collins says there's more that Congress can do to address the problem.
We still need much more investment in the infrastructure, but this bill represents progress.
First District Democrat Shelley Pingree agrees that Congress has to dig deeper on transportation funding for the states.
It's absolutely not enough money, and I think everybody also knows that if Congress had the courage to act, we would put together a serious infrastructure bill because we have so much infrastructure in need.
But Republican 2nd District Congressman Bruce Poliquin says while more needs to be done, it has to be funded within existing resources. And that means some other federal spending areas should be cut.
Until we get our hands around some of these very large programs that are starting to crowd out the funding, for roads and bridges and education, what have you, we're going to continue to have this problem.
The bill also contains some unrelated legislation, including a measure that King co-sponsored on regulatory reform. It also reauthorizes the Export-Import Bank, whose authority to make new loans ran out last summer, prompting lengthy debate in the House. The current transportation authorization runs out on Friday, and lawmakers expect to work late nights this week to finally pass the bill before the deadline. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.